seriously. Mr. Honda had been nothing more than a harmless episode for Kumiko and me. I would repeat his words as a joke now and then when something came up. Be careful of water! And we would laugh. We were young and we had no need for prophecies. Just living was itself an act of prophecy. But Mr. Honda had been right. I almost wanted to laugh out loud. The water was rising and I was in trouble. I thought about Mei Kasahara. I used my imagination to picture her opening the well cover with total reality and clarity. The image was so real and clear that I could have stepped right into it. I couldn't move my body, but my imagination still worked. What else could I do?
Hey, Mr. Windupert,
said Mei Kasahara. Her voice reverberated up and down the well shaft. I hadn't realized that a well with water echoed more than one without water.
What are you doing down there, thinking again?
I'm not doing any one thing in particular,
I said, facing upward.
I haven't got time to explain now, but I can't move my body and the water is rising in here. This isn't a dry well anymore. I might drown.
Poor Mr. Windupert,
said Mei Kasahara.
You emptied yourself out trying so hard to save Kumiko, and you probably did save her, right? And in the process, you saved lots of people, but you couldn't save yourself, and nobody else could save you. You used up your strength and your faith saving others. All your seeds were planted somewhere else, and now your bag is empty. Have you ever heard of anything so unfair? I feel sympathy for you, Mr. Windup Bird, from the bottom of my heart. It's true. But finally, it was a choice you made yourself. Do you know what I mean?
I do,
I said. I felt a dull throb in my right shoulder. It really happened then, I told myself. The knife really cut me. It cut me as a real knife.
Are you afraid to die, Mr. Windup Bird?
Asked Mei Kasahara.
Sure I am,
I said. I could hear my voice reverberating in the well. It was my voice, and at the same time it wasn't.
Sure I'm afraid when I think about dying down here in a dark well.
Goodbye then, poor Mr. Windup Bird,
said Mei Kasahara.
Sorry there's nothing I can do for you. I'm far, far away.
Goodbye, Mei Kasahara,
I said.
You look great in a bikini.
Mei Kasahara's voice was very quiet as she said,
Goodbye, poor Mr. Windupert.
The well cover closed tightly again. The image faded, but nothing happened. The image was not linked to anything. I shouted towards the well mouth,
Mei Kasahara! Where are you now that I need you?
The water was up to my throat. Now it was wrapped around my neck like a noose. In anticipation, I was beginning to find it difficult to breathe. My heart, now underwater, was working hard to tick off the time that remained to it. At this rate, I would have another 5 minutes or so before the water covered my mouth and nose and started filling my lungs. There was no way I could win. I had brought this well back to life, and I would die in its rebirth. It was not a bad way to die, I told myself. The world is full of much worse ways to die. I closed my eyes and tried to accept my impending death as calmly as I could. I struggled to overcome my fear. At least I was able to leave a few things behind. That was the one small bit of good news. I tried to smile without much success.
I am afraid to die, though,
I whispered to myself. These turned out to be my last words. They were not very impressive words, but it was too late to change them. The water was over my mouth now. Then it came up to my nose. I stopped breathing. My lungs fought to suck in new air, but there was no more air. There was only lukewarm water. I was dying. Like all the other people who live in this world.
36. The Story of the Duck People. Shadows and Tears. Mei Kasahara's Point of View. 6.
Hi again, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. Hey, are these letters reaching you? I mean, I've been writing you tons and tons of letters, and I'm starting to wonder if they ever arrive. The address I've been using is a kind of thing, and I don't put a return address on the envelope, so maybe they're just piling up on the little letter lost shelf in a post office somewhere, unread and all covered with dust. Up to now, I've been